record in muscle ups in 24 hours, only 1,100, something like that. I think it's not much, and I guess I can do this in 8 hours.
Yo, gorillas, welcome to the Athlete Insider podcast by Gornation. My name is Phil, and today's a special episode. Today, we have the 2x world record holder in muscle ups. I'm super happy to welcome you to the show, Max True from Belarus.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Phil.
Yeah, first interview guest who made it in the podcast twice. It's the first podcast episode ever that somebody's on it for the second time. First interview was super, super nice. You really, the community really enjoyed it. And
appreciate it.
Yeah, it's...
Thank you, my friend.
So today we will talk a little about the latest events. You had a successful muscle up world record attempt in January, and I'm super happy to talk about it. And maybe you want to tell us a little the story, what happened, and how did it turn out?
Yeah, last year was very good for me. So I did several records. So last summer I did a record in 1 hour muscle ups. In November I also beat updated muscle ups record, I mean consecutive. And this January I decided to make record in muscle ups in 1 hour. And this was one of the hardest, one of the most painful record that I did. Is first of all because of the injuries on my hands. You probably saw photos that I posted on my Instagram. It was very painful in the end, and that's why it was hard to prepare.
Sure. So is your bio Instagram bio lying? Is it already the third muscle up like world record?
So before my first record was consecutive muscle ups. Then I did consecutive muscle ups on rings. Then it was beaten by another guy. Then I did muscle ups in 1 hour. So it was like sad, but as a record holder, I at that moment I had two of them. Okay. And then updated muscle ups on the bar consecutive because a Chinese guy beat it, and he said 27 muscle ups, and I decided that it's time to refresh the number. So in total I did four different muscle ups record, but right now I am a record holder only of two of them. This 1 hour muscle ups on rings and most consecutive muscle ups. So yeah.
Interesting. And like 1 hour was it looked super painful. I mean 1 hour 305 I think was the final number you did in 1 hour. What's the main difference for you? Is it the mindset, or what's the difference between one consecutive set and 1 hour of 300 reps?
They have a different difficulties. So when you're doing one single set, you have no possibility to try again. I mean, this day or tomorrow. If you fail, you need to at least have a rest for several days. So it's like, mental pressure in this case. But of course it's much easier to just single set and you're free. And in case 1 hour muscle ups, it's constantly pressures you when you when you're tired, you think you can't do, but you have to do, and you're controlling time, you understand that it's not enough to recover, and you're changing your plans on the fly, and yeah, it's in this case it's 1 hour of mind fight.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly pressures you, and it's very good when you achieve more than you expect.
True. If you would have to choose to go for a kind of world record again, which kind of record would you choose? Like the one for 1 hour where you constantly have to stay motivated and like behind it, or the one set, like what kind of record is best for you?
I think best is just single set muscle ups, consecutive muscle ups. But I also like 1 hour of testing myself. Mm-hmm. It's like it's feeling is similar like on competitions.
Mm-hmm.
It's like adrenaline. If you have watchers near you and they are helping you, it's like, yeah, good feelings.
Yeah. Did you do competitions in like a few years ago? Did you do a lot of competitions?
Yeah, before that, yeah, took part in Belarusian different competitions, in also muscle ups and pull ups with 32 kilos. Also, just right before COVID, I participated in Vortex Sport Battle. Mm-hmm. If you hear about this, yeah, and I have good news that they're going to start again this March. They're going to make some battles, and also I'm going to participate in them. There will be several calisthenics athletes, probably. Dan Saratov will be there, yeah, and this will be in St. Petersburg.
Coming back to your 1 hour record, like what was the old record before you put the new record at 305 reps?
Yeah, the old record was 156, was set by Spanish guy. Sorry, man, but I don't remember his name. Probably Soler Tari, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Alejandro Soler Tari. You should understand that some records are not like popular, very old, and they become such after some time. And I understand that there are many people that can do more than 150, and more than 200. Also, by the way, after testing the record, I received several direct messages from different guys that they were preparing for the record, and they already sent videos, materials to the Guinness, and they tested something like 220 to 210, several people, and yeah, they were congratulating me, but they were disappointed because without having their proofs, they had possibility to be a record holder for some time, but
you destroyed that dream.
Yeah,
they trained for years, and now they are super sad because you destroyed their dream.
Probably.
Yeah, that's life. But super interesting. because I think the difficulty to have a Guinness World Record is quite high, because you have to film everything in really in their guidelines, and it's quite difficult, I think. And if you want to have some judges from them coming over, I think it's quite expensive, so it's not something that everybody can do. But you
But you can do everything yourself. It's and it's not expensive, but it's hard to organize. Yeah.
Because how many cameras did you need, or how many people to help?
So you need actually you need two cameras from front and from side. But as you know, you need two views from front and side, but. Also, you should film with cameras that do video in slow motion. Mm-hmm. So they can understand, check your reps more correct. As I had not very good experience in setting records, I'm setting a lot of cameras, because when I tried my first record in pull-ups with 40 lbs, I failed in first day because main camera broke the SD card, and I had to do the same next day, and so history teaches me that you need to be prepared, to be ready, and there are reasons to worry about.
True. What was your main motivation to do the world records? Is it just because you like to write it in your Instagram bio, or do you think, like, what's your main motivation to do it?
Probably this is the main thing, is just to show myself that I can reach such targets. Because when I started preparation, it was in summer, I was able to do something like 200 in 1 hour. Yeah, but after half year of preparations, improved a lot. Just like competitions, emotions, it attracts people, many positive things.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. You said the preparation was 6 months, so half a year. Can you tell us a little bit about the training, especially for the world record? How did you train for it?
Sure. First of all, thank you, Phil. Thanks, Carnation, for the rings that I used for preparations. Yeah. They helped me a lot. Almost all preparations were on them. They are great. Unfortunately, I did record on another rings, because it was in a gym there. It was very hard to change the rings, because before I wanted to make them outside, and I used your rings there. But
otherwise, it would have been, like, with the coronation rings, it would have been 400 reps, I think, 405 muscle.
For sure. Because they're a little bit different. They're a little bit, I think, more thick, and it's more convenient to do muscle ups with them. Yeah.
Cool.
But we have what we have.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Your training for the world record, how did it look? How did your training schedule and your preparation look like?
Usually I had two special workouts for it. One of them just like 100 muscle ups with big rests, with not big tempo, and just like for improving technique, something like that. And another workout during the week, I had very intensive, usually something like 200 reps, This was very important because you need to understand which tempo you need to use during the record attempt. You need to understand. You need to try variations to understand how it will be easier to recover. How much reps you need to do in each set. So you need to try many times to try to find a good combination. And I think I did a good job in this way. And I think it's very optimal tempo was during the record. Because before that I was expected something like 260. Just right before the record on the day I thought about 280, but you see, I did much more.
Nice.
And another thing that's very hard is to prepare your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Because usually your arms, your skin can hold only to something like 200 muscle ups. Sometimes my preparation was something like just rub your hands on something like floor or wooden.
This was
surface.
The preparation.
Yeah, this was part of preparation.
Wow.
Yeah, really. Yeah, because you need to prepare your skin. So it's very hard, and even so, in the end of the record, I had blood in my hands. Yeah. It's very hard.
It looked cool. It was a good YouTube thumbnail. The blood. So, yeah. But I can imagine it's hard. Like if somebody's not used to ring muscle ups, like this part is bleeding so quickly. What splits did you do? Like how many reps did you do per set? How many reps did you do per set?
Not much, usually 4, 3, 2 reps. And I did 2 sets in each minute.
Okay.
Like similar to EMOM.
So EMOM, but half an EMOM. Yeah. So, for example, I don't know, 10, 15 seconds of muscle ups, then 10, 15 seconds of rest, then
rest.
Doing the next.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And whenever the last muscle up was too hard for you, you went down by a number, or how did you do that? By the reps per set?
Yeah, if you do just one more, and it will take you much time to recover.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I tried many variations, and 3 reps after sometimes it was much efficient for me.
Is there a percentage that you have to stay underneath? So like, for example, do you stay at 50% of your max reps always to have like short regeneration time? Is there a percentage number that you can say?
This is something like 70, not half, but 70. Yeah. I think that during the record, for example, on third, on 40 minutes, I could be doing something like 7 reps or something like that.
Per set?
Yeah, this was maximum at that moment, I think.
Wow. But then you stayed at 70%, so you only did 4 or 5 or... No, in 1 minute you did... No, I have to understand this. You say at minute 40?
After some time,
mm-hmm,
of doing this, a lot of reps, I was able to do maximum something like 7 reps. But if we take, talking about my absolute maximum at that moment, I was able to do something like, 17 reps.
Okay.
Just in single set.
Yeah.
Fresh.
Interesting. So the planning of the reps and the numbers and the to not become fatigued is really important for this kind of world record. But also I think nutrition plays a role in the preparation for it. Did you change something in your nutrition or did it stay the same the whole time?
In general, no, the same. Just small diet before the record to lose some weight and to be lighter. That's it.
Okay. Can you tell us how such a small diet looks like? Do you just go into a small calorie deficit?
Just less food than before. So if you want in details what I eat, yeah, we talked about it in our first interview. But I can repeat, of course, if you want.
So you just eat the same. You eat the same, but just less.
Just less, yeah.
And in what time period in front of the competition?
Just right before the competition.
How many days before the world record? How
1 week. 1 week.
1 week.
One okay. week. So I lost just like. 2 kilos
of fat, or is there also muscle?
Everything. Of course, mostly fat, but I understand that muscles also could be lost.
Hopefully, in the legs somewhere. Hopefully.
Yeah. And hopefully not brains.
Yeah, true. Yeah, nice. Like recovery. I was super, super impressed. I think the day after the world record, you showed your workout. I think the day after the world record, if I'm correct, I saw you doing a workout in your story. So how did your recovery look like after the day? Because I can imagine you were completely sore, but that's only my guess.
Oh, well. I can't say that I was completely sore because it was just 1 hour workout for me. Usually I do workout more than 1 hour. The main problem was pain on the arms and that's it. But the next day I did muscle ups on a bar and it's okay. So. Just probably a little bit less because I had not a lot of time for my workout because I have to send all the materials to the Guinness. Also had a lot of work on my main work and yeah.
Crazy. Like you're really a phenomenon for me. Like it's just impressive. Like you take this, you talk about this, if it's just something normal, you know, like just working out a normal workout a little bit shorter on the next day after world record, it's so normal. Like I don't have time to think about it. So yeah, it's really impressive.
I think it's easy to recover when you're doing workouts, probably not hard, but, probably I can do just good warm up or easy something like deload, and I think it will help you to recover much faster than you just lying on the sofa.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So active recovery. Yeah. I think the audio was just gone. How long is a normal workout for you? How many hours?
Something like 1.5 or 2 hours.
Okay. Cool. Maybe a message that you have to everybody listening, who wants to break also a record one day or world record. Do you have some advice, something you want to say?
Yeah, so there was time when I didn't even thought about the records. Yeah, but now I done several. So if you want and if you have such dreams, you just need to be consistent. You need to work, continue your work, and with hyperability you will achieve it. And another advice is, if you want to break some record, you can choose something easier, some probably not very popular record, just to test, to understand how the process is, just to send all the information, to collect it, to organize everything. It will be very helpful for you.
Great. And be quick, because Max True is there. He will beat the record that you just worked for years. So you have to be quick. That's also maybe an advice. But a question that's in my head: when do you know that you're ready for a work for a world record attempt, and that you should now apply and film it? When do you know? Because I can imagine you always want to become better. Like the people who were at 210 muscle ups, 220, they thought, yeah, I need to become better. Like, when do you know it's the right time?
Very hard question, because of course, when record is 200, it's much easier to beat it than 300. Mm-hmm. When you see that you have good progress, in, for example, and you previous workout you did 100, and next month you improved for 50 muscle ups additional. Yeah, you see that progress is good, but when you near the record, it slows down very, very fast, and sometimes it's hard to predict. I already told you in previous podcast how it was with my first with muscle ups record, when I spent 5 years to improve my result for five reps. And very, very hard question, but I guess when you want, you just need to register if you want to set it officially. You just want to just need to register and receive all the information, because after the registration you have 1 year to try this record and send everything. And if you fail, you can try again. So just if you understand that probably you need 3 months to beat it, you must register and try it. So that's my advice.
Cool. Do you plan on breaking another record in the next time?
I have ideas about more longer records, something like 8 hours or 24 even. But the problem is that it will be very hard to organize, probably. Mm-hmm. Probably I need to find good sponsors for it, because I don't know. Probably on some event, somebody will invite judges from Guinness World Records, and I can try something like that. Because right now, with hypermobility, I can tell them, because records in muscle ups in 24 hours, only 1,000. Probably 100, something like that. I think it's not much, and I guess I can do this in 8 hours or so.
And you can see.
I have ideas just to make stream on my YouTube and for, I don't know, for 4 hours and try to how much I can do.
Wow. That sounds cool. Yeah. Looking forward to that. We had some, we are slowly coming to an end of the interview. We always we had some random questions that I just want to ask. How do you stay shredded? Somebody asked. What's your secret?
Don't eat a lot of sweets, the main secret, and don't eat a lot in general. That's it. Well, many people are afraid of losing muscles when they are losing weight, but if you get enough protein, enough, and you have enough workouts, don't afraid of it. Just try. That's it.
Okay. Somebody asked, can you code Java?
Yeah, can. Sometimes I code Kotlin for years if we're talking about Android, but my programming language is C++. Yep.
Okay. Max pull-ups in a row currently.
Depends on the technique. If we're talking about good forms, average form, something like 50, a little bit more. 50 pull-ups.
Nice. Max weighted dip. So one rep max a weighted dip. I think I already asked that.
I've never done, but I guess not much, something like 80 kilos, something like that.
Okay. A secret for bigger arms?
A lot of workouts. Let's see.
Nice. Yeah. These were some random questions. I tried to fit in the interview that came from Instagram. That's it for today's podcast episode. As always, the question, how can people get in touch with you? Where can they find you?
On Instagram, first of all, also on YouTube, Max True. You can fetch, and also I have TikTok, by the way, and
nice.
I don't post a lot. Don't post a lot there, and usually I post the same stuff as on Instagram. But sometimes you can find something new, something that you can find anywhere. So. Yep. Great.
I didn't know about that. Cool. Nice. We will put all the links in the description. And we're at the end.
Thank you.
My pen just flew away. Thanks to everyone for listening till the end. Thanks, Max, for taking the time. We wish you good luck for the next world records. As always, big fans and big respect from Germany.
Thanks for listening, guys. Thank you, Phil, very much for good questions. Thanks.